Shavua Tov Rabotai, let's continue in our limud in Sefer HaTanya. We are in the middle of Perek Kafhe, up to the words Vehen Bivchinat Va'ase Tov. So far, we were discussing how the Ahava, the inborn love that every Jew has, and his Chochmah of love of Hashem, is very much within our reach, is karov elecha davar meod, to help us to avoid averot, to avoid the lavim, lo ta'ase. Now we're going to discuss how this same way that we learned about can help us actually observe mitzvot ase. Vehen bivchinat va'ase tov. And so too, regarding the inyan, the area of ase tov, of doing good, of mitzvot ase, lidgaber ka'ari bigvura ve'ometz halev, to be strong like a lion with strength and determination of the heart, neged hayetzer hamachbid et gufo u'mapil alav atzla, against the inclination of the yetzer hara that causes our body to feel heavy and to be lazy, mibchinat yesod he'afar shebenefesh ha'bahamit. That laziness comes from the nefesh ha-bahamit, of the yesod of afar, the element of earth that is in the nefesh ha-bahamit. Milehatriach gufo bizrizut bechol mine torach. The atzlanut holds a person back from pushing his body to be enthusiastic. Ve'avodat masa ve'avodat Hashem sheyesh ba torach ve'amal. In the strainful work of serving Hashem, which requires energy. So the laziness that comes from the yesod afar of the nefesh ha-bahamit holds a person down, not to be mitlahev, not to be excited in avodat Hashem. Kegon la'amol ba-torah be'iyun. For example, to learn Torah with all our concentration. U'bepeh lo pasik pumeh migirsa. And regarding also verbalizing the words, in order to make sure that our mouth doesn't stop learning Torah, kemaamar rabotenu zichronam livracha leolam yasim adam atzmo al divrei Torah keshor laol vekachamor lemasa. Like Chachamim say in Masechet Shabbat, the person should always place upon himself the avodah of studying Torah, to put on himself that work. Just like an ox accepts on himself a yoke, and like a donkey takes upon himself a burden. Similarly, with tefillah, with kavana, which should be with all our koach, with all our attention. Also, in serving Hashem, in matters of money, such as giving tzedakah, we need to stretch ourselves to the utmost of our ability, and any other kinds of areas that are similar to this, which is a war against the yetzer hara, lekarer nefesh haadam shelo leafkir mamono ubriut gufo. The yetzer hara dampens our neshama, telling us not to throw away our money and not to compromise our health by exerting ourselves too much. Shela'amod negdo ulechofsho karov me'od el ha'adam. To stand strong against this yetzer hara and to overcome it, it's very much within our reach. Kesheyasim elibo, when a person puts into his heart, when he thinks about what we spoke about, shelenatzeach ha'yetzer bechol ze ve'yoter mize, ve'la'asot hefcho mamash, that to succeed against the yetzer hara, and to do the opposite of what he wants in all this, kal meod miyisurei mita Hashem ishmerenu, is definitely easier than the torture of death that a person is willing to do for kiddush Hashem. Hashem ishmerenu miyisurei mita Hashem ishmerenu haya mekabel be'ahava uberatzon shelo lipared miyichudo ve'achdutoi itparach afilu lefi sha'a. When it comes to yisurei mita, a person yet would have accepted it lovingly and willingly, so as not to be separated from Hashem's unity even for a minute. Lishtachavot la'avodah zarah, through bowing to avodah zarah, chas v'shalom. So if a person is willing to do that for Hashem, how much more so? Kol sheken sheyesh lo lekabel be'ava u'ratzon kedele ledovkabo. How much more so? A person should lovingly and willingly accept the inconvenience of all that energy that we just spoke about in all those areas, of whether it's tzedakah or learning be'iyun or tefillah b'chavana, in order to be connected with Hashem, le'olam va'ed, forever. Dahainu, kesheyatzer etzono yitbarach be'avodah zo, since when we do the will of Hashem through these avodot, through these services, yitgale ba'pnimiyut retzon ha'elyon. After all, the ratzon ha'elyon, the innermost will of Hashem, is mitgale, is revealed in our actions when we do the will of Hashem. Bivchinat panim vegilui rav velo beester klal. In a way of the face of Hashem shining and very much revealed without any concealment. Ukshe'en shum ester panim beratzon ha'elyon. And when the ratzon ha'elyon, the divine will of Hashem, shines through without any ester panim, azay en davar nifrad klal uchlal lihiyot yesh vedavar bifne atzmo. Then nothing can be separate in any way from Hashem and feel itself as something that is independent. As we learned in Perek Kav Gimel, a mitzvah represents the achdut of Hashem that is embodied in an act. Since Hashem's will for that act comes from His pnimiyut haratzon, from His innermost will, so therefore, doing the mitzvah is mamash becoming one with the ratzon of Hashem. Ve'lazot tihiyena nafsho ha'elakit ve'achiyunit ulevushehen kulam meyuchadot betachlit ha'yichud beratzon ha'elyon ve'or en sof baruch hu kanizkar lel. Therefore, when we do a mitzvah, our nefesh ha'elakit ve'achiyunit, and also our nefesh ha'bahamit that gives us energy, and their levushim, and their garments, all of them are merged as one with Hashem's will and with His infinite light, as we mentioned before in Perek Kav Gimel. Ve'yichud ze lemala hu nitzchi le'olam va'ed. Now this yichud, this oneness, this merging with Hashem's light through doing a mitzvah is eternal, it's forever. And it's forever because ki hu yitbarach uretzono lemala me'azman, because Hashem and His will transcends time. V'chen gilui retzono shebediburo shehi haTorah hu nitzchi, and so too the gilui, the revelation of Hashem's will in His speech and the Torah is forever. Kmo shekatuv udvar Elokeinu yakum leolam. As it states in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the word of Hashem stands forever. And we say in the tefillah in the morning, Udvarav chayim v'kayamim. And His words are living and enduring forever. Ve'lo yachalif ve'lo yamir dato le'olamim. We sing in Yigdal, Hashem will never alter or change His Torah. His Torah is forever. However, that's as far as lemala, which is lemala min hazman. However, ela shelemata utachat hazman. However, below, meaning in this world, when we observe a mitzvah, so the merging with Hashem, the becoming one with Hashem, is tachat hazman, is under the control of time, and therefore beota sha'a levada she'osek ba b'Torah u'b'mitzvah, the oneness takes place with Hashem only at that time, when we are involved in the learning of Torah or the mitzvah. Ki achar kach im osek bedavar acher, nifrad me'ayichud ha'elyon lemata. Because when we do something else afterwards, something that is other than Torah or mitzvah, so then the merging with Hashem's light above is interrupted down here below. V'haynu kesheosek bidvarim betelim legamre. When we say interrupted, through other activity, that's when a person is involving himself with things that are completely empty from any kind of kedusha, she'en bayim tzorech klal le'avodat Hashem, which are devoid of any role whatsoever in service of Hashem. Which means that even if, let's say, a person after learning, let's say even if he stopped learning or after he finished observing a mitzvah, but the connection with Hashem is able to continue even in this world, as long as we do not do something that will interrupt it, something that is devoid of any kiddushah, that's what comes and interrupts the connection with Hashem. But let's say taking care of our bodily needs or doing business l'shem shamayim, that will not interrupt a previous connection with Hashem. ואף על פי כן, כשחוזר ושב לעבודת השם אחר כך לתורה ולתפילה, nevertheless, even after, let's say, the connection was interrupted, but when we do teshuvah afterwards, or when we return back to the avodat Hashem, or back to the Torah and tefillah, umvakesh mechila mehashem al shehaya efshar lo la'asok az batorah velo asak. And he asks forgiveness from Hashem for the fact that he didn't learn Torah in that time, even though he had the opportunity to do so. Hashem yislach lo, Hashem will forgive him. And therefore the state of connection with Hashem comes back. כמאמר רבותינו זיכרונם לברכה, עבר על מצוות עשה ושב, לא זז משם עד שמוכלים לו. That's what Chazal mean, that if a person transgressed a mitzvat aseh, which means he didn't perform a mitzvat aseh, veshav, and he did teshuva for not doing it, he is forgiven on the spot. ולזה תקנו ברכת סלח לנו שלוש פעמים בכל יום. It's for this reason that חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, the אנשי כנסת הגדולה, were מתקן for us to say סלח לנו 3 times a day. What is it for? Why 3 times selach lanu? Alavon bitul Torah, because of the sin of neglecting Torah study. She'en adam nitzol mimenu b'chol yom. There's not a person that escapes from this even a single day. So what happens when a person doesn't learn Torah? So his connection with Hashem's infinite light that was brought about by his earlier Torah and mitzvot are interrupted in this world. So that the Baal HaTanya, Zechuto Tagen Aleinu, is saying to us that it's for this reason that the Chachamim instituted for us to do tshuva 3 times a day in order to resume, to bring back the connection which is lost many times because of Bitul Torah. וכמו התמיד שהיה מחפר על מצוות עשה. This is similar to the Korban Tamid, the daily Korban that was brought in the Beit HaMikdash every day, which was a kapara for the mitzvot aseh, for not doing mitzvot aseh. Ve'en ze echeta ve'ashuv. Now, he says, this doesn't go under the category of a person who says, I will sin and then I'll do teshuvah. No, that's not. Ela im ken, shebeshaat achet mamash, hu somech al ha-tshuva ulekachote. That's only in a case where in the actual moment of the avera, a person relies on the fact that he's going to do teshuvah, and that's what allows him, he feels okay with doing the avera. Kemo shenitbaer b'makom acher, as we explained elsewhere. The fact that there is a daily neglect of Torah study by most people, that's not something that is calculated, that is intentional by people, that's carried out on the basis that, oh, I'll fix it later. It's just that it's nearly impossible to have the focus that's necessary to study all the time. Therefore, says the Baal HaTanya, it doesn't fall under the category of Echeta Ve'ashuv. Based on this, the Baal HaTanya is going to explain a tremendous chidush right now. He's going to say, he's going to explain to us why the mitzvah of saying Shema twice a day was only given to the Jewish people 40 years after Matan Torah, after Har Sinai, when we were about to go into Eretz Yisrael. He says like this, ובזה יובן למה ציווה משה רבנו עליו השלום במשנה תורה לדור שנכנסו לארץ לקרוא את קריאת שמה פעמיים בכל יום, לקבל עליו עול מלכות שמיים במסירת נפש. According to this we'll understand why Moshe Rabbeinu commanded to us in Mishne Torah, that means in Sefer Dvarim, that means to the generation that was about to enter Eretz Yisrael, that's where we find in Parashat Vayitchanan the chiyuv to say Shema b'shoch b'cha uv'kumecha twice daily, to accept upon ourselves the Ol Malchut Shamayim with Mesirut Nefesh. Why only then? So he says, "V'halo iftiach lahem pachdechem u'mora'achem yiten Hashem." After all, weren't they promised? Wasn't that generation that entered the land promised that pachdechem u'mora'achem yiten Hashem, that Hashem will make sure to it that all those in the land of Canaan will be scared of you and you will be protected? Which means this generation was given a promise from Hashem that they wouldn't be killed by their enemies. So why was it necessary for them to prepare themselves with Kriyat Shema, with Mesirut Nefesh? Ela, rather, he says, no, this generation didn't receive the mitzvah of Shema because of any kind of threat to their lives, but for another reason. Mishum shekiyum haTorah umitzvoteha talui baze sheizkor tamid inyan mesirat nafsho l'Hashem al yichudo. He says, because in general, the Torah and mitzvot depends on our constantly reminding ourselves of our willingness to give our life for Hashem and for His oneness. This willingness to be moser nefesh for Hashem needs to be inscribed in our heart always, literally day and night. It shouldn't pass from our mind. Because through this, we will be able to stand up against our yetzer hara b'chol et u'b'chol sha'a at all times, kanizkar le'el, as we mentioned before. Because as we learned before in Prakim Kavdalid and in the beginning of our Perek, that an important way of how to make the Shmirat HaMitzvot Karov Elecha very much within our reach is to always remember how we are willing to give our lives for Hashem if Chas V'Shalom the time would come where we would be forced to convert. And so to remember that willingness that we would be willing to give our life is present at every time when we are faced with an opportunity to either chas v'shalom do avera or to do a mitzvah. So he says, this is what helps us understand why the Shema was only given then when they were about to enter Eretz Yisrael. Those who were in the desert, their parents, the first generation who left Mitzrayim, all their physical needs were taken care of by Hashem, and they were isolated from all the cultures of the world. So that was different. The second generation, they're going to come in to Eretz Canaan. They're going to be faced with the challenges of Gashmiyut, of working for a living, and also the culture of the Goyim surrounding them. So in order for them to resist these temptations, they needed to constantly remind themselves of this ahava mesuteret, of the willingness to give up our lives for Hashem, and how they would never want to become detached from Hashem even for a moment. So based on this, we can appreciate that this mitzvah was actually introduced at the perfect moment when Jews were about to come into the land where they would be faced with all kinds of challenges for assimilation, chas v'shalom, or for bitul Torah because of having to go to work. And therefore, they were told to say Shema twice a day, which means twice a day to remind ourselves of the Mesirut Nefesh, al Yichudo Yidbarach. And if we always remember that, then we are always willing to put in our effort for all the mitzvot aseh, for learning Torah the way we're supposed to, and for doing all the mitzvot. Hashem Yizakenu.